is an endless song, echoes in my soul. I hear the music ring, and though the storms they come, I am holding on to the rock I cling. How can I keep from singing? Thank you.
morning. You may be familiar with our special guest this morning from his time with the Gaithers and on Gaither homecoming videos. You may be familiar with him from his 13 years with Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. Or you may be familiar with him if you spend a lot of time in LaPel, Indiana, his hometown. You may bump into him there. But wherever you know him from or you don't know him, after today you will. I guarantee you're going to be blessed, enlightened, and entertained by our special guest, Doug Anderson, as he brings to us this morning's music ministry.
I appreciate it, man. Hey, everybody. I'm used to singing with a lot of people, so I love sing-alongs. I know you know this one.
Well, bless it assured.
Oh, you're already singing.
Jesus is mine. And oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
Heir of salvation, sing it.
Heir of salvation, purchase of God,
born of the Spirit,
born of His Spirit, washed in His blood.
Everybody in the congregation knows this, sing it.
This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior
all the day long,
all the day long.
This is my story.
This is my story.
I was worshiping already.
This is my song.
Praising my Savior.
Praising my Savior.
And all the day long.
Used to singing with choirs, but what are you guys doing next week? I'd love to come back. Perfect submission, sing it.
Perfect submission.
All is at rest.
I and my Savior am happy and blessed.
Watching and waiting, sing.
Watching and waiting.
Looking above.
Filled with His goodness. Washed in His love. You guys are awesome. This is my story, sing.
This is my story. This is my song.
Praising my Savior.
Praising my Savior.
All the day long.
This is my story.
This is my story.
This is my song.
Praising my Savior.
Praising my Savior.
All the day long.
I'm supposed to be the one singing. You guys are better than me.
Praising my Savior and all the day long.
What a great choir, right? And that's so cool. And now, how many country music fans do we have in here? I know we live in Elwood, Indiana. How many country music fans we got? Oh, that's awesome. My people, you're my people. I recorded this about 5 years ago, one of my favorite songs I've ever seen.
Today I stood singing songs and saying amen, saying goodbye to an old friend. He seemed so young. Well, he spent his life working hard to chase a dollar and putting off until tomorrow the things he should have done. Well, it made me stop and think, what's the hurry, why the running? I don't like what I'm becoming. Gonna change my style and take my time and not take it all for granted, 'cause we're only here for a little while. I'm gonna hold who needs holding and mend what needs mending. Walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while.
All right, I know y'all. Here we go. Perfect.
Let me love like I'll never see tomorrow. I treat each day as though it's borrowed, like it's precious as a child. Oh, take my hand and let us reach out to each other, 'cause we're only here for a little while. I'm gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending. Walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. I'm gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending. Walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. 'Cause we're only here, you know we're only here. Yes, we're only here.
You know, I wish it was this easy everywhere I've traveled, because I've traveled all over the world, and to walk in and see Pastor Roger and Raphael and Donnie and everybody has made me feel so welcome this morning. I've literally traveled all over the world. I traveled for about 13 and a half, almost 14 years with a group called Ernie Haas and Signature Sound with the Gaither Homecoming group. And I've done that and I love that time. And I couldn't say that when people see me on the TV and all that stuff. I couldn't say that back then. But now that I'm gone, I can actually say that Ernie Haas and Signature Sound are my favorite quartet ever. I can say that now. It's kind of nice to be able to. Now, they're not as good as they used to be, but they're really still, they're really, really, really good. And God has blessed me so much, and have a great family. We live in the metropolis of LaPel, Indiana. I've traveled all over the world. But you know what? This is kind of like one of those days, which is an amazing day for me. You know, when you wake up and you're like, okay, thank you, Jesus, because there's two places I've traveled all over the world. There's two places I've always wanted to sing. One is the Crystal Cathedral, and one is East Main Street Church of God in Elwood, Indiana. I mean, what a fantastic day this is. So thank you for being here today. I'm thrilled to be here. I love to participate in the worship. I love to participate in the communion. That is a special thing for me to do. And I'm a crybaby, so you can get over it. So I love what Jesus has done in my life, that the redemption that he has shown me and what he's brought me through. My dad is here actually today. This is my dad right here, Steve Anderson. It's not all the time that he can be with me, but he's with me here today. This is one of the first songs that I recorded as a solo artist, and I didn't know when I recorded it how important it would be to me. But now, when I'm a little bit older, a little bit wiser, I can see what he meant by this. Listen.
Today I am walking by smooth flowing streams and resting and pastures so peaceful and green. But what makes this valley so precious to me? Jesus is holding my hand. And if tomorrow the sky should turn cloudy or dark, with a storm blowing through to the depths of my heart, I won't be afraid, though the way may be hard. Jesus, He's holding my hand. And I can smile in the sunshine, be safe in the rain. There's light on each step of my path.
I'm so glad to see you.
For the one thing I'm sure of, that never will change, Jesus is holding my hand.
Now I know I'm the only person up here that's ever went through anything, right? But if He's held your hand through something, give me a wave, all right? You've been through it too, I understand.
Beside these deep valleys, a mountain so high, that fear fills my heart as the tears stain my eyes. And I know He's with me, so we start to climb. And Jesus is holding my hand.
Mountaintop blessings.
And mountaintop blessings are still up ahead. And soon I will see why the narrow road splits. And I am so thankful with each struggling step, Jesus is holding my hand. There's hope in each heartache and joy in the pain. There's light on each step of my path. For the one thing I'm sure of, that never will change, Jesus is holding my hand.
You know, I'm so glad. I'm not too prideful to know that He's helped me through everything that I've been through. It always works out better that way, too.
For the one thing I'm sure of, that never will change, Jesus is holding my hand. Thank you, Jesus, for holding my hand. Woo. Oh, thank you. Woo. Thank you, Lord, for holding my hand.
Isn't that a good song?
That's great, right?
Hey, thank you to Kevin back there. He's doing all the sound stuff back there to make it sound good. It sounds great, right? Hey, please tell him that, because I need that. I needed you to tell me it sounds great. You know what? As an artist that has traveled all over the world, and I love what I do, but when I went off by myself as a solo artist, I was a little younger. I was a little dumber. Is that okay to say that? And when I went off as a soloist, I wanted to be like this contemporary rock artist. I just thought it would be really cool to do that. And I was a little younger. But my producer said, listen, man, this country thing that you got going on, it just works. And he goes, your voice just seems to be like more of a country artist, so you need to stay with that. And it worked out. We won Country Album of the Year twice. We won Country Artist of the Year twice. And so it's worked out that. And none of that means anything. They're just sitting on my mantle collecting dust, which is something we have to dust off. But he goes, man, I've got this song for you. He goes, and if you'll sing this song, he said, I promise you it'll be the best, biggest song that you've ever sang in your career. And I'm like, okay, you know. All right, I'll listen to you, because you've always given me great advice. How many people out here are bluegrass fans? Okay, let's try that one more time. How many people are bluegrass fans? Oh my gosh. I'm not. I don't like bluegrass, and I think it was because my whole family is from Kentucky, and they all played bluegrass music when we were growing up. And to be honest, if Dad, if we're truthful, they really weren't very good. So I think that it was one of those deals where you just like listen to that when you're growing up, and you're like, I don't like that stuff. He goes, I got this bluegrass song. It's called The Little White Church House. And he said, if you record this song, he said, I promise you it's going to be the biggest thing you ever record. Well, I thought, Pastor Roger, I'm like, you know what? I'll record it, but I'm never going to sing it. So I put it on the project, and we got the project back, and I'm like, okay, I liked every song on the project that we did except for a song called The Little White Church House. Driving down the road, and I'm not a big music listener because I'm around music all the time. So I listen to podcasts, I listen to pastors and things like that. But that, for some reason that day, I turned it on the local Christian music radio station. And this song comes on the radio, and I'm like, oh, wow. That sounds really familiar. And then this guy starts singing, and I'm like, that's me. And the only song that they decided to play off my brand new project, which I was so excited about, the only song that they decided to play on the radio over and over and over and over and over and over again was a bluegrass song called The Little White Church House. So here's what happens. Every time I walk into a church or a theater or a fair or anything, the first thing people say to me is, are you going to sing The Little White Church House tonight? And I'm always like, no, I'm not. But today in Elwood, Indiana, I mean, we're right down the road from LaPel, Indiana. I'm going to try my best for LaPel, Indiana bluegrass. Give you a little hint of what that's all about. Here we go.
A worn out hymnal in the back of an old pine pew. I used to sing in a choir of just a few. We all pray around the sacred altar. Conviction fell on sinners and the Holy Spirit moved. Oh, the little white church house where I was raised. I got washed in the blood, redeemed by grace. A country cathedral. Church house where it saved my soul.
See, with bluegrass music, you got to put it in your nose, and if you have a big nose, it works out better, and I'm pretty good at that, right?
An upright piano and the sound of guitar string.
Here you go.
Amazing grace, and I'm learning how to lean. The preacher preached a hot and fiery sermon. Then he gave the invitation, whosoever be made clean. Oh, the little white church house where I was raised. I got a wash in the blood, redeemed by grace. A country cathedral. Oh, the little white church house where it saved my soul. Oh, the little white church house where I was raised. I got a wash in the blood, redeemed by grace. A country cathedral. Oh, the little white church house where he saved my soul. A country cathedral on a rendered road. Oh, the little white church house where he saved my soul.
Gosh, I wish I could play fiddle. That would be fantastic. You like the bluegrass? You know what, Pastor Roger? I'm going to sing one more song, and then I think we're going to take just like a short, super short break, and I'm going to come back and sing just a couple more songs. I know everybody wants to get to Jim Dandy before they close. I mean, the soup. I am the dad of two daughters. I have two teenage daughters. 18 and 15, and they one is at Purdue University. Actually, my wife is on her way to take my oldest child back to Purdue University today, and then I have a 15-year-old daughter who's a sophomore. Hey, bowl her up. I'm not scared of that. 15-year-old daughter who's a sophomore who had homecoming last night, so all the boys, the Monsters, were over last night, and it was, you know, it was fantastic, but I love them so much. And I do have a wife, by the way. We've been married for 21 years. That kind of works together. Kids, wife. She was my high school sweetheart. We dated. We've been married for 21 years. We've actually been together for 28 years because we dated so long. And she is my best friend in the entire world. But it's funny how those kids, I mean, you just love them no matter what. And they're going to make mistakes. And I mean, I never made any mistakes when I was growing up. But they, I mean, I just love on them. And we were recording a Christmas project, and some guys that we were traveling with said, "Doug, you're always talking about your family. You're always talking about God. You're always talking about your kids. I mean, we think you," we had this song that was back in the 1980s that was super popular for us. "We think you ought to bring it back and sing it for everybody." And for the last 8 years, I've been singing this song, and it's been all over. It's been on YouTube, it's been on CBS, it's been on stuff, and you'll remember this song. You guys remember a group called the Oak Ridge Boys? Oh, yeah. Well, they gave me this song about 8 years ago. I'm going to sing this song, and then we're going to take like a little minute break, and I'm going to come back up, and I'm going to finish it and worship the way I love to worship. But I want to sing you this song. You'll relate.
Well, if it weren't for kids, have you ever thought there wouldn't be a Santa Claus? Or look what the store just brought. Thank God for kids. And we'd all live in a quiet house without Big Bird or Mickey Mouse or Kool-Aid on the couch. Thank God for kids. Thank God for kids, there's a magic for a while. A special kind of sunshine and a smile. Do you ever stop to think or wonder why the nearest thing to heaven is a child?
How old are you? Eight.
Daddy, how does this thing fly?
I got socks older than that.
I really don't know, but I try. Thank God for kids.
What's your name?
When I look down in those trusting eyes,
what's your name? Brianna.
Brianna. The look to me, I realize that's love that I can't buy. Thank God for kids.
You are so precious.
Thank God for kids, there's a magic for a while. A special kind of sunshine and a smile. Woo. Do you really stop to think or wonder why the nearest thing to heaven is a child?
Brianna, that is 8 years old. I'm going to pray for you tonight. I promise you that. Listen to this.
So when you get down on your knees tonight and you thank him for his guiding light
and you pray, little ones like Brianna grow up just right.
Thank God for kids. Hey, yes. Thank God for kids.
Care if they're 18 and 15 or they're 58 and 55, they're still going to be your babies. Amen. All right.
Thank you, Doug. Let's have our deacons come forward. We want to take up a love offering for Doug. The Bible says that we should support those who do his ministry, and it doesn't matter if it's preaching ministry or music ministry. So if our deacons would come and take that, we would appreciate it. And you know, Doug, I'm really not a fan of bluegrass music.
Me either.
But you sang to my granddaughter, so you're okay.
Okay.
You're okay. Oh, except, do you notice my red shirt and my white buttons?
I got you.
We don't boiler up around here. We don't. Well, some of us do, but, you know, there's a few of us that don't do that, but.
It's all right. I root for them, too.
There you go.
Yeah. When they're not playing Purdue, I do.
There you go. There you go. I'm with you on that. So. We are just so thankful you could come and share this with us today. God has a special way of blessing through music that he can't do through the spoken word.
Yeah, thank you.
And you touch our hearts with that. So,
Do you mind if I tell them about the stuff that we have?
You go right ahead.
You know what? It's first of all, thanks for allowing me to come. Pastor Roger, I talked to him before, and I'm like, it takes a lot for a pastor. He has so many things to say, and he works all week to make sure that he has the right things to say that God has led him to do. For him, for any pastor, not just Pastor Roger, but for any pastor to say, okay, I'm going to give my pulpit up for somebody else just to for a different kind of worship, man, that takes a lot. You have an amazing person up here. Would you give him a hand? I love that. Thank you for that freedom. Thank you for that. You know, one of the ways that we get around, and thank you for whatever you gave. I mean, that's awesome. One of the ways that we get around and spread our word is through our music. And I brought two of my CDs today. One is called The Only One. This is the brand new CD. It's a lot of country gospel stuff. There's a lot of contemporary stuff on here. Anything for anybody. There's bluegrass music on here if you're into that kind of stuff. But there's bluegrass music on here. This one right here is one of my favorites. Guys, I'm speaking to the guys alone. Look at that CD cover. If you don't like me, if you don't like the way I look, if you don't like the way I sing, if you don't like my songs, it's okay. You still need to buy this CD cover because that's probably the coolest CD cover that you're ever going to see. Guys, that's a 57 Bel Air convertible Chevy on the front of that CD, one of my favorite cars in the world, and it's got some stuff. This was the Country Album of the Year, Country Song of the Year, Country Artist of the Year. This is a great one as well. CDs are $15. They're two for $20. That's what we call in LaPel, Indiana, right down the road. We call that a no-brainer. One for 15, two for 20. We have a shirt back there that just basically says, breathe, eat, move, sleep. I'm not going to get into that day because I don't have much time. My mother has a disease called dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and my dad's here with me today, and we have a new wellness company, and my dad was going through something, and I remember looking up at God and saying, we need help, and hearing the words, all you need to do is breathe, eat, move, and sleep, and I got everything else. So we have the shirt. We made the shirt because of that, and it's a way to get out and tell people. When people say, what's that mean? You say, God's got control of everything else. It's a great witness wear. We have those back at the table as well. Man, would you please, you have one of the greatest worship ministers that I've been around in a long time. Would you come up and play with me? I would love that. Would you give him a hand? That's man, you're so good. When you walk into a place, and I usually make a plan of what I'm going to do because I like to be prepared. I like to be prepared on what to do. And I walked in, and Javier was like just leading worship in the first service, and I'm like, okay, this is so good. So I walked into the first service just standing there, and I wound up, just because I'm OCD and a little ADD as well, I had to walk up on stage and be a part of the worship because I just loved it so much. And I love, would you give me a key of F, just a key of F, play over the one maybe? So I love, my kids are going through a different stage right now. And to be honest, our family's been through hell this last 2 years. A lot of changes and things that are going on. And to be honest, I've been a little angry. Anybody else been angry before? Because I don't get it. I don't get it. kids are going off to school, which is awesome. I love that. And I don't mean to make this awkward. It's not awkward because God's amazing. And I'm about to show you that. But you always wonder about your kids, and you're like, because I'm getting older. Getting older. 40-ish. And I'm not as old as some of you in here, but I'm older than I've ever been, so give me a break. Figuring it out. But the kids are going off, and you always wonder about your kids. You're like, did we teach them right? Did we do enough? And you know what? Sometimes their worship is a little different than ours. I mean, I still love to come in and sing the hymns. Something about that name, He Touched Me, Amazing Grace. I still love that. But they've taught me this song, and it's not a new song, but it's a good song. And when you walk in and you see your kids worship, and you see them figuring it out, I'm going to teach you this song if you don't know it. It's so easy. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. Some of you are already singing, sing it. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. See, I've been doing this for 20 years, and you're in front of people all the time. You get to meet amazing pastors like Pastor Roger. You get to meet unbelievable people. You're in church every week. Still doesn't mean you're not going through stuff. We do a fantastic job of living Facebook, social media lives, where everything's just perfect. And we know inside that's not true. We've been going through stuff in our house, and you know what, God's been amazing. But I'm gonna let you know, just because I have a mic in my hand, just because I'm standing on that stuff, just because I'm singing about Jesus and I believe it with all my heart, life's, it's a roller coaster. Sometimes it just stinks. We have a new saying in our house that says, it's going to be okay. I can remember when the girls were little, and they would ride their bikes and they would wreck them, and they'd have those scars on their knees. Of course, you all have been there. And I would pull them in, and I'd pull them into the bathroom, and I'd sit them on the sink, and I'd take that washcloth full of soap, which you know it's going to sting, right? And you wipe their knees out, and you look at them, and they're crying. And you're like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Now at 15 and 18 years old, it's a little different because the problems are a little different, right? But when they walk in that door as a dad, I know something's wrong. I know something's going on. And the first thing I want to do as a dad is, man, I want to open up my arms and say, come here, come here. I want to put my arms around you and say, whatever you're going through, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Now, if we as parents are like that, can you imagine what Jesus is like to us? Because He knows all the junk that we're going through. He knows through all the guilt you're dealing with. He knows all the pain that you're going through. When we walk into Him and we walk into His presence, all He wants to say is, come here, come here. He wants to wrap His arms around you and say, trust me, it's gonna be okay. One of the deepest parts of my life, and I'm gonna let you go here, deepest parts of my life. I was in North Carolina and I was flying home from a funeral. I had just sang at a funeral and I got back to the airport and I was trying to get home a little earlier. So I wanted to fly home on the early flight. I walked up to the desk and I said, "Hey, my name's Doug Anderson." I said, "I just got done singing at a funeral." I said, "Is there any way I can get on the early flight home?" And she said, "No, sir, I'm sorry. It's all full." And I said, "That's okay." I said, "What's your name?" She said, "My name's Carrie." She said, you're a singer?" And I said, "Yeah." She goes, "What kind of music do you sing?" I said, I sing gospel music." She took my ticket in the airport and she pulled it out of my hand and she reached down on the desk and she grabbed another ticket and handed it to me. And she said, "There you go, you can fly home." Because I was trying to get home to see my girls before I had to leave the next day. She goes, "Do me a favor, when you talk to him, mention my name." I said, "Carrie, I'd love to." Went back and I have this little routine that I have. Anytime God does something great for me, I lean down right on where I'm at and I just kneel down and I thank Jesus for what he's done in my life. Sometimes, y'all, that's 30 seconds. Sometimes it's 5 minutes. It just depends on what's going on. Got done. It was time for me to load the plane. I was so thrilled to be going home a little early. Got my ticket and I walked through and there was Carrie. She was standing there taking all the tickets for the people getting on the plane. And I got up to her and I said, "Hey, Carrie, it's Doug." And she said, "Yes, sir." I said, I mentioned your name to him." Y'all, tears started rolling down her face. And she said, "You did?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "He already knew your name by heart." I said, "Whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, it's going to be okay." And I was dealing with the same stuff myself. She takes my ticket, rips it up, reaches down, grabs another ticket off the desk and hands it to me. Says, "There you go." And I walked on the plane. I walked down the skyline. I got on the plane. And I handed my ticket to the stewardess. I started to walk back and she said, "No, Mr. Anderson, no, 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 sir." She goes, "Mr. Anderson." I said, "Yes, ma'am." She goes, "No, you're right here. You're right here in first class. And at that point, y'all, I was going through a bunch and I said, "Okay, Jesus, I'm listening. Listen, I mean, I love all that stuff. I'm listening." Got home, got to spend the night with my kids, hung out with them, got on a plane the next morning, flew to Vancouver, Canada, got on a cruise with Dr. Stanley and was with him all week, heard some fantastic teaching. Got off the boat, was going through customs in Canada. Well, when you're on one of those boats, one of those cruises with and you're a singer, you get off first. So I had about 700 people behind me waiting to get through customs. Walked up to the customs line and the guy said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, sir, I said, I'm an American citizen." I said, "I've been singing on that boat for the whole week." He said, "You're a singer." I said, "Yes, sir." He goes, "Sing." And the only thing I could think of, which was something that my kids brought to me 4 months earlier, was this. "What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this." What a wonderful name. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. And I'll tell you what happened. After I got done with that, as soon as I got finished, I got done singing. Which the border agent was mesmerized because he had never heard that. Because not only did I start singing, but the 700 people that were behind me in line started singing the same thing. He grabbed my passport, and he took that big stamp, and he stamped my ticket. He said, "And you're free to go. If you don't hear anything today, I want you to hear this. That was just the confirmation that I needed. at that point in my life, because here it is. When Jesus stamps your ticket, you're free to go. You're free from anxiety. You're free from depression. You're free from guilt. You're free from that issue with your family that you've been carrying on your shoulders for 25 years that everybody else has forgotten about, and you're still carrying it on your shoulders. You're free from that. And he's got you. And no matter what you're going through, because if we're honest, we're all going through something. No matter what you're going through, it's all going to be okay. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name. What a powerful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a powerful name it is. The name. One more time. What a powerful name. Stand up, sing. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
You guys, thank you so much for having me. It's all going to be okay. He's got it all under control. I'd love to talk to you out and back. Pastor Roger, thank you so much. Blessings, my brother. I appreciate it so much for having me. God bless you all. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Doug. We appreciate it so much. And since you're not very far away, I bet we can find a way to get you back again. There you are. Let me pray with you. Lord, I am so grateful that it's in the name of Jesus that we have gathered here today to worship, to praise, to open our hearts and to receive your grace. Now bless us as we leave this place, that we go in the name of Jesus and that we live each day in his precious name. For it is in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. God bless.